Good evening, everyone. Welcome to True Sports Culture. I'm your man, Ray Wimby.
This is Al Boogie, Mr. Gonna Get Himself.
Raheem Jones, a.k.a. RJ.
All I'm going to say is it's Ross Dean.
Stay in the building. Are y'all ready to have some fun or what, fellas?
Let's do it.
First and foremost, we'll start out with the late, great Hammer Hank Aaron and what he mean to us. You know what I mean? Because right. I'm a Braves fan from the rooter to the tootie. You feel me? So I let my man Dollar start because he's from Atlanta. So let him start with you. What do the great Hammer Hank mean to you?
Okay, guys, when we talk about, first and foremost, when we talk about Hammer and Hank, I want us all to talk about them truthfully. Me, myself, you know, in 1974, when he broke the record for be the home run king, and he broke Babe Ruth's record, you know, I was only a two-year-old kid. That happened April 8th, 1974. I was born March 28th, 1972, so I don't really know a lot about it, but I do know the impact that my forefathers and everybody else told me about it. But they told me not only did he break a record, he was setting trends. You know what I'm saying? This man was setting trends. You can only imagine the times that he was going through, you know, with the whole racial tension and stuff like that, with going into sports and stuff like that. So first and foremost, if you ask me what I thought about what Hank Aaron meant to me, was that first and foremost, he was a cool customer. And, you know, that's one of the things I buy my life out of, being as a cool customer under pressure, because the things that he went through, I couldn't imagine going through. His family and him took death threats during the time of when he took over Hank Aaron's Babe Ruth's home run title. And this is just crazy for that to happen to anybody. And, you know, I did a little research on Hank Aaron, you know, and I love him for everything that he did, it being the civil rights activist and everything that he was. You know, he was a long supporter of the NAACP. Me, myself, I was most impressed with this Hank Aaron Chasing the Dream Foundation, which was created by him and his wife, Billy, an educator. She was great with them, and they just built up a foundation that help children develop their full potential. And that's what happened when I was going to camp, when I was a young kid, you know what I'm saying? So, but, I mean, just the things that he endeavored in life. I mean, just listen to this. He played for one month in 1952 on a Negro American League team called the Indianapolis Clowns. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. The Indianapolis Clowns. You know what? Could you get a team to be called the anything clowns today? So that goes to show me just how much race tension and stuff that he had to endeavor. He actually got to see Jackie Robinson at 14 years old at a exhibition game that the Brooklyn Dodgers had in Mobile, Alabama, when he was a 14-year-old kid. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he actually, it's just things that he couldn't deal with, that we couldn't deal with. I mean, me, myself, I see myself as a strong person, but in those times, when you ask what did he mean to me, he means a whole lot. Let's not even talk about that, just that, because I don't even want to get on that, because the things about, I want people to actually notice what he did for the game, not just as the civil rights activist that he is and all that stuff. Just think about what he did for the game, because I tell everybody that everybody's a player of the game. Man. You got to think about it. This man hit 755 home runs. He's second now, only behind Barry Bonds. And he ended with still the number one average today at 305 batting average with 2,297 RBIs. That's still first right now for any right field and first baseman. So he still did. He's done a lot of stuff for this this game. He's been great for every young black male. You know what I mean, young white male. Around the world, the work that he did was global.
I want to elaborate with you more on the stats. Mm-hmm. Speaking about Hammer and Hank Aaron from Mobile, you know, we're talking about a man that was a 25-time All-Star, mm-hmm. a 1957 World Series champ, National League MVP 1957 as well, three mm-hmm. times Golden Glove Award, mm-hmm. two times National League batting champion, four times National League home run leader, four times National League RBI leader, you know, and also, you know, for those who didn't know, not only did he play for the Braves, he played for Milwaukee as well.
Mm-hmm. Milwaukee.
And his number 44 is retired in Milwaukee and in Atlanta.
Correct.
He's also in the Braves Hall of Fame. You know, he's a National League Baseball All-Century team. He has 2,297 runs batted, 6,856 total bases, 1,447 extra base hits. So we speaking of a legend here and a man that definitely holds a legacy. He's also inducted
into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, too.
I said that right, but yeah, thank you. You know, and speaking on the Negro League with the Indianapolis Clowns, you know, I just want to say along with those records, let's just sit here and think for a second. If those records was to conjoin with what he did in the Negro League, could anybody break those records? And I just want to leave it on there, along with the struggle that on which he had, you know.
All right, what Hammer Hank mean to me is a lot, because my granddaddy, Prince Arrington, he was a Stone Braves fan, and he made me a Braves fan. I started watching the Braves when Terry Pendleton and Oda Nixon was playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I was automatic in the Denver into the Brave culture of baseball.
Right.
So, you know, my granddad got to give me the history on it. Right. He started talking about Hammer and Hank and Mobile Alabama playing for the Negro Leagues. They start talking about Satchel Paige and them also. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Hammer and Hank, he meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And even business aspect, you know, he owned a lot of businesses, you know what I mean? And he just was a beacon to the community, you know what I mean? So blessings to Hammer and Hank. Yeah. Biff, you got anything to say about Hammer and Hank?
Yeah.
Mr. That's, 17.
Matter of fact, I'm old enough here. I don't know if I'm the oldest one here or not, but I'm old enough to – I actually watched him play. Before I even talk about Hammer and Hank, I want to talk about Jackie Robinson because Jackie laid the field.
I understand Jackie,
and the stuff that Jackie had to go through, with this racism. Because, you know, back when Jackie started – They wasn't no
black. He was the first.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot coming.
It was a white man's sport. Racism was at its top.
Peak.
And I think what Hank Aaron did, he took over the torch. And, you know, he made everybody know that, hey, a black man can play this sport.
Mm-hmm.
And as time has revolved, you know, we got to think about that and go back on it. And this is coming from a white man. It's just, you know, it's the fact that racism still exists makes me so upset because, you know, we're all created one color, man. I don't care what you see it.
That's right.
I don't care what the sun has done. Mm. We are one, and we need to be one, and we need to remember the people that has brought us to this day.
That's right.
You know. And can I add one more thing when it comes to when you added Jackie Robinson in that equation? Jackie Robinson started off playing in MLB in the North. I thought it was a big thing that Hank Aaron accomplished all the things by playing baseball in the South. You understand what I'm saying? When people, like I said, I was only a 2-year-old kid at that time. But when I do my history and I watch those white guys, pat him on his back when he broke the record on Babe Ruth, people thought it was like, oh my God, what's going on? These white guys pat him on the back.
Enjoying it, loving it.
They was enjoying it. And again, what I thought that when he asked what he means to me, I said to myself, Hank Aaron knew at that time that I need this platform to bring a city like Atlanta.
Right.
Like in that time, we needed Hank Aaron. And sports can bring a place, a community, a state, and everything.
Hey, fun fact, he the first one with a sponsor, Coca-Cola. First athlete.
Right.
I don't mean to make it funny, y'all, but y'all know who's the most famous person after that? The pitcher, the Dodgers pitcher, Al Downing, who gave up the home run to
Kurt.
No, he gave up the home run to Hank Aaron.
Oh, Hank Aaron. Okay,
broke
right.
That's his most second favorite
person. That was my fault. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, but blessings to Hank Aaron and his family.
And his family,
And MC Hammer's name after Hammer and Hank.
Not only that, everybody, happy birthday, Hank Aaron. Today is the 5th, February 5th.
There you go. Right.
Happy birthday, Hank Aaron.
Happy birthday, Hammer Hank. All right, let's go talk about what we know we came here to talk about.
What we got to do now.
It's about the Super Bowl.
Let's do it.
And everybody picks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start a real smooth with my guy, Mr. Nick Parker, a.k.a. Rothstein.
What you want to talk, Rothstein?
So I know y'all don't want to, y'all want my prediction first?
I know your prediction.
I'm going to tell you, I predict Tampa Bay 23-20. Mm-hmm. I predicted to go in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But like I said, let me get real here. We know we going against a beast. KC ain't no joke.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I mean, you're talking about a man that's been there He's been there a minute. You know, nine times before this.
Well, season.
So he knows what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Of course Mahomes won a lot. They know what it is. Mm-hmm. And
the young goat gets the old goat.
Right. Unlike a lot of people, I don't personally think the only way it's gonna come down to the quarterbacks is if they make a fatal mistake. If Brady goes like last week, I mean when he went to Green Bay, throws up three picks, it's over. It's a wrap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if they both play, say, turnover-free ball,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts, bro?
Speaking on the thoughts, I think we're going to have a fundamental Super Bowl. But above all, I think it will boil down to the defense. I'm going to go with the Chiefs, 31-28. I think it'll be a three-point deficit in the Super Bowl. I think we're going to have a shootout, and this is just going to be one of those Super Bowls that you're not going to be able to move. You know, you can't blink your eye for too long. You know, what more can we say about the great Tom Brady? You know what I mean? Then we got this young, great athlete. You know what I mean? It was just a freak of nature. You know what I mean? It's going to boil down to who wants some more, and, I mean, if the team plays, you know. And I mean that's my synopsis on the situation. So you know we can only see on Sunday.
All right, what's your thoughts?
I told you earlier, man. My heart goes with the Chiefs. Mm. You know what I'm saying? My heart goes with the Chiefs. I think they win it. I think they win it 35-31.
Mm.
But if you've been, I don't know how to go because like I said, you're dealing with Tom Brady now here and. Tom Brady can make anything happen. This is the perfect setting if I ever seen it in my life.
Right.
Who's ever been on this stage? Nobody.
Right.
I don't care who you are. If you're the greatest, let's take a little poll right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the best in the game. Who do you consider a GOAT besides Tom Brady?
Mm.
I see Joe Montana. Has Joe Montana ever played in San Francisco? I see Troy Aikman. Has Troy Aikman ever played in Dallas? Mm-hmm. I mean, in Texas? And what is it, Irvin? Yeah, Irvin. Has anybody ever played in this scenario and lost?
It's the first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something. And it's far-fetched to see Tom Brady lose this game. But like I said, I don't want to disrespect the champion like nobody else wants mm-hmm. to do. And playing with Mahomes, them, and they have everything it takes. But I know that Tom Brady is a champion.
Right.
He's not a two or three or four or five or six time champion. Like I said, if anybody can pull this feat off, it's Tom Brady.
But I got
Chiefs 35-31.
I got Kansas City too.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, they're gonna have to keep Kansas City off the field to even have a chance to win, even at home.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now the worst thing that happened is Tampa Bay losing at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Brady. He been there. Even if he lose, he still won.
Right.
Cause nobody really thought he gonna be there anyway.
Right.
It's a win-win for him. You know what I mean? 43 years old, mm-hmm. doing what he do. He's the first right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Ain't nobody been 43 playing. The last person was 40 years old, balling out, was Warren Moon.
That's been back in
the 90s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Do you think actually that they got
enough
gas?
It's a different game, though.
Do you think that Tampa Bay actually got enough gas?
They made it there, bro.
No, but I'm just saying enough gas. We know.
When we first started, the two best receiving core, I said, was Kansas City
mm-hmm.
and Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got two best receiving core in the league right now.
And I think you even said that before Antonio Brown was in
the equation. Exactly.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it could be a shootout. It's about who stops shooting. You know what I mean? That's the gist of it.
And this, how about this? They done said that they're going to be 50% capability. This is going to be the most fans that has ever been.
So 50%, not 5%?
No, they said 50.
I told you.
They said they're going to be about 30.
I told you that.
About 30 to 40,000
people there. I already told them that. I told them that earlier. He said 5,000. I said, no, that's not what's happening. I watched it on Good Morning Football.
I didn't know.
So what my question
is. I don't know at all.
My question to you is, my question to everybody is, last time they played, they just had barely anybody here.
Correct.
Now. You put a crowd of, say, 35,000. I'm telling you, no, listen to me for a second.
I ain't saying nothing.
The key might be that noise, and it's going to be pro Tampa Bay, could cause somebody to lose a
Rothstein,
football.
Rothstein, not only that, I was talking to them on the way to the ride here. I was like, think about it. I knew it went 5,000, but like right. I said, this is just a proven point. But like I said, think about the crowd outside, the whole Florida.
Oh, yeah,
you got to think about what this state, we're not just talking about right outside the stadium, Raymond James Stadium. We're not talking about that. We're not even talking about just the outskirts. We're not talking about to Jacksonville, Pittsburgh. We're talking about the whole state is livid if Tom Brady
imagine the party.
Yeah.
Imagine if they host a little party. They gonna have to wait.
Everybody toss him up. He might be in there.
They gonna have to wait for the parade. Oh, yeah, they're gonna have the parade.
That's the parade. Right there. That's right.
Because like Ray said, not only the people in the stadium, the people outside.
That's right. That's the parade tonight. And that night.
I respect y'all's picks, but Ray, you weren't here last week or last time. But didn't both of y'all pick Green Bay?
We did.
Yeah, I did.
That's all I'm saying.
But the return of Negro Damas right now. Can't see them. Get them a whoop.
Okay.
We'll see. All right. Now, we talk about that. Now, give me y'all top seven NFL players 25 to under.
Who you starting off with, Tom?
Who do you want me to start?
Start off with.
Okay, I'll check it out. Of course, I got to go with Patrick Mahomes for one.
Uh-huh.
I'll go Myles Garrett for two, Deshaun Watson for three, Lamar Jackson for four, Saquon Barkley for five, mm-hmm. Juju Smith-Schuster, and Nick Chubb.
Okay, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. Y'all go ahead.
I'll take over again. I'll leave off where bro left off at Patrick Mahomes at 24 years old, not only a champion, but headed to the Super Bowl again at 24. Deshaun Watson at 24. Looking to be traded, hopefully to the Atlanta Falcons sometime soon. Saquon Barkley hadn't had a full year at 23 years old this year, but hopefully see him back on stage, but definitely top three running back. Another person on your list, Juju Smith-Schuster at 23. Yes, sir. I'm definitely thinking that his career will be definitely, personified in front in our face.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Chubb at 24. Oh, my God. I'm just being biased on this one. Not only he's just a beast, I'm just being biased on that one.
Right.
At number six, Christian McCaffrey. I think he's the best thing running right now as a running back.
Right.
And he can only look forward to greatness at 24.
Right.
Number seven is Lamar Jackson at 23. Mm. And if I had an honorable mention, it would be Derwin James at 24.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all know the business is. You got to go with Mr. Mahomes himself, Mr. Super Bowl himself. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
You know what he do, ain't it? Self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley, you know he do. He be healthy. He won the best. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Top three. Christian McCaffrey.
Number one.
Yeah, I know how he get down. Mm-hmm. He Mr. Lightning himself. You know what I mean? DK Metcalf, receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you see, he catching it. You know what I mean? And also, Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Everybody waiting to get for him to get traded to that team to change the franchise. You know what I mean?
Hopefully he can come to Atlanta. You heard that, Deshaun. Gainesville, Hall County, stand up, baby.
Hall County. It's going to be some pick going on there. Hold up on 1 second. All right. Jeremy Chinn, playing for the Panthers. He led the team in tackling this year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The boy did his thing. Mm-hmm. And also, Chase Young for the Redskins.
That's right.
Hey, that boy, he showed improved this year. You know what I mean? And honorable mention is Justin Jefferson, the receiver for the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
You know he break running Moss record this year?
Get out of here.
As a rookie receiver? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, Biffle's on you.
All right.
So what you going to do?
Number one, it's got to be Patrick Mahomes.
Because
right now he is the best quarterback in the league.
Right.
And like Al said, it's the old goat against the new goat.
Right.
We're about to see. Number two, I got to go with Deshaun Watson.
Yes, sir.
I got to put him above Lamar because right now Lamar's not getting it done, but I will put Lamar at number three. Mm-hmm. Even though he's retired. Well, not retired, but
25.
I was wondering who that was myself.
Andrew Luck.
And I actually heard he's coming back.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's a rumor.
Anyway, McCaffrey for Carolina. I got him at number four. I got Chris Godwin number five from the Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I knew that was coming in there.
Thank you very much. Number six, let me see here. We got Quentin. Okay.
You want to think about it?
Yeah, no, I got it right here. Quentin Nelson from the Colts. Do y'all know who he is?
No, I do know what the guy Teller is, the running back, though. He's pretty good.
And my last one is Derwin James from the Chargers.
Okay.
All right.
Which guy pretty good, too? The quarterback, Hibbert.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I think Hibbert's pretty good. Quarterback there.
This is show improve you for her.
Yeah, but he show improve a whole lot. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He got the helm now. It's good times.
For real. All right, fellas, we'll switch it up a little bit.
What we doing?
We're going to see who the best between the two wrestling, which wrestling you rock with. AEW or WWE?
AEW.
So, who want to start the first talk about? Oh, bruh. Go ahead, bruh.
Go ahead.
Well, all right. I'm going to be very blunt on this matter. I think why AEW is beating WWE among these ratings because it's not a soap opera. They have some of the best tag team matches I have seen. They have the veterans there that we grew up on.
Yes, yes.
We have the Rhodes family who's...
Yes, Brandy Rhodes, Cody.
I know the American Dustin. Dream is looking down at his sons.
Proud.
And just so proud. And I mean, that guy who... You know, who actually owns it. You know, I'm glad that he's letting them run it the way that they want to. You know, and along with this AEW, what we don't recognize is that other branches of wrestling, like New Japan and stuff like that, they're getting notoriety because of this.
Because of this.
I mean, now.
And I'm going to echo you off of that because Hikaru Shida is the champ right now in AEW for women's AEW now. Yeah.
And elaborating with you on that, right? Mm-hmm. One thing I want to get into there, now wrestling is going to become more like a circuit off of the success of the AEW because remember back in the day when you had WWF, you had Nitro, but even before then, you had a wrestling circuit in Tennessee that the Von Erichs ran.
Yeah,
then you had
but it was actually more like a Chitlin circuit.
It was more of a business, and it wasn't one sided. See, I think that's what plays more of an important role, not just the brand. And then you have Lucha. What is that?
Lucha Libre,
right? Is it Lucha Libre?
I think it's Lucha
the
Libre.
One that come on Spike?
Yeah.
Lucha Libre. You even have that. And I mean, they have a storyline, but their storyline is like a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I mean, it's just great.
And AEW is more like a video game. These people are actually regular people in the daytime.
You know
and
what? I like the fact that you have the muscular guys, but you have the guys that look like the old-fashioned wrestlers that got the little guts, and then they can still move, they can work.
John Moxley.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So,
Kenny Omega.
I think it's only going to get bigger. I mean, I don't think WWE is going to go anywhere, but I think it's time for the new trend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the new trend is AEW. And I mean, you know, and they actually have a video game that's already almost finishing the process for PS4 and PS5.
That's right.
So that's something for the people there.
So what's your thoughts?
You're looking at me because you know I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If I'm not mistaken, the McMahon family ran Ted Turner out of business.
Bought him out.
No, I'm saying though, but he tried to keep up. I mean, wasn't that WCW back then?
Yeah,
the one TNT.
NWO.
I'm a big NWO fan. I used to watch them all.
Right.
But I'm telling you, WWE, they'll never pass them.
No. They already passed them in
ratings. Once Vince is gone, his kids, I mean, it's like, it's gene pool, man. I mean, they know what it is.
So you saying you like WWE better?
I think WWE is the reason why all these other companies have spawned.
No, I can't say that. Yeah. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say Vince.
Let me elaborate
with you, and I'll be real brief. Vince got the money to buy out the competition, and that's exactly what Vince did. Vince bought it from Greg Gagne, who was who wrestled in Minnesota, who had Tony Atlas and Hulk Hogan at AEW then. Then you had NWA, you know what I mean? Whatever competition, what was the other one? TNA.
Yeah.
He bought out TNA. Mm-hmm. Then he bought out the one, who was it, with Taz and New TWA, Jack.
TWA, something like that?
What was that wrestling brand? With New Jack?
Yeah,
TWA. He bought out that wrestling, he bought out that, whatever competition.
Pretty much killing the competition.
Right, but he can't buy out AEW.
He made a monopoly, basically.
But it's not about the money. It's about...
I understand what Brock gets to.
But this is what sells tickets.
Nope.
You got to know Because, you know, a lot of people know wrestling is fake.
Right.
They know it. Because it's
choreographed. It's storyline, but no, it's the moves is real. The moves is real. The storyline is fake. Right. The moves real now.
Yeah, no, the moves are real. If you did them real, you'd be they'd be people dead. And then I'm telling you, okay. I'm just saying, he knows what it is to sell. It's the storyline.
Okay,
I'm
going to say this. I'm
That's
say
why
this.
The people cheer against one I'm
people. Say this and
it's
I'm
all
be,
about that.
I'm going to say this and be real brief. This is the thing. WWE is more recognized by kids. Mm-hmm. Kids. This is where you take your family at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you got your cousins, your nephews. This is where the parents go. But for the grown-ups, it's all AEW.
AEW.
You know what I mean? Everybody mm-hmm. is on AEW mm-hmm. now. The family people that's around, you know, the grandpas and stuff like that, they still go to a WWE event. You know what I mean?
People and actually, I got one word. Hold on. They brought Sting back, bro. Yeah. Sting.
AEW.
Yeah. 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 Everybody, Goldberg. Hold on. No, hold on. Let me, I just want to echo what Bill said earlier. Mm-hmm. Hey, check this out. You saying that Vince McMahon, them, they ran Ted Turner them out of town. But you got to think, hold on. Listen, boogie. Ted Turner's making a revenge right now by bringing AEW out.
TNT.
That's on TNT. That's and not only do you have the Rhodes family. Hold on, let me get a shout out. I'm going to be brief. You talking about being brief. Let me get real brief with it. I'm going to give some shout outs to your OGs. What's up, Chris Jericho?
That's
to
it.
All the people in AEW.
That's
John
right.
Moxley, Cody right. Rhodes, Kenny Omega, okay. Brandi Rose, mm-hmm. my man MJF, the champion, right. Hikaru Shahida.
Right.
Hold on. There's some honorable mentions to Sonny Kiss,
right.
Jungle Boy, Scorpio mm-hmm. Sky, Chuck Taylor, and Ray Phoenix.
There
hey, holler at you. AEW, stand
all,
up.
For all the gentlemen out there, though, let me ask you this.
Right.
Who's the wrestlers that posed in Playboy? They was all Vince's girls.
Okay, hold on.
All Vince's girls.
Look,
Vince knows.
Yeah, hold on,
I got you. Hey, when was the last time you had a recognizable face that posed in Playboy from WWE?
There you go.
That would be Tori Wilson.
How long ago was that?
And Sable.
How long ago was that? Plus 5 years.
When was the last time that they've been fans in an arena?
Plus 5 years. You're talking about girls that's plus 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah.
They
see,
don't have nobody new. They don't have
why?
A Bella Twins. Because
back in the day,
they don't
now,
have.
No, back in the day, it was all right. Now you're living in a society.
I rest my case, sir.
No, I'm saying
you're a WWE
if they did, that now,
right?
The backlash.
They
would
don't
be
have
like,
nobody. They don't have nobody with that appeal. Trish Stratus is gone. She's old.
Yeah.
Tori Wilson is gone. The girls that they wanted to see, maybe the Bella Twins, they ain't gonna sign up on it. You know what I mean? They don't have nobody. They don't have nobody
well,
who has that
They got some beauty. They just ain't got nobody that wants to do it.
Hey, well, you know what? I'll tell
they
you what.
Well,
I'm not
paycheck.
Gonna say what I'm gonna say on camera, but he need to take better care of his female wrestlers off that incident that he had over there in France about the right. WWE girl. And I'm gonna leave it at that.
All right. Now we're gonna talk about college basketball.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is the first time Carolina, Duke, and Kentucky ain't been in the top 25 since 1965.
Ain't that so?
Now, you think that's the case of no fans being there? Because the college guys not getting paid or whatever. I think it's the case of the fans not being there from the plate to the hardest. Mm. Or what you think? Because you got Gonzaga's number one right now.
Well, Gonzaga is always going to be a fan favorite anyway. It was one of my fan favorites. Y'all heard me speak Gonzaga for the last few times that I done talked about it. But the thing about it is that all of this is happening because of the powers that be, the COVID restrictions, right. all of this stuff. Right. And we all know what the recruiting would be like if families and parents thought to themselves that, hey, let me send my kid on out there and say, hey, let him go on and play for this school and it's going to be an abundant amount of people and I don't know what my child's health is going to be like
right.
the next day. So I guess more people out, where's Gonzaga in Texas? I guess it's more people out there to say, hey, we're going to let our kids go out here and go out and play. But as far as them not being... And there's a lot of restrictions going on these days. So, like I said, I asked all of us at this panel yeah. every day I come and play. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite sure I said this for the last 4 or 5 shows. Was any of these seasons really relevant to us, even if they win or not, because mm-hmm. of the situation that's going on?
Right.
So, you know, go ahead.
In football, they do, because fans are still there.
Right.
And that's why football, to me, still be relevant.
Right.
If they win the Super Bowl, still good. But to me, when I said college kids.
Right.
They get energy off the fans.
That's right.
So
it is.
When you see Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, not in the top 25,
right.
it's something wrong with that picture.
So
you know I mean?
So that's easy.
Then you got to realize a mid major,
a lot of kids, they play to their seniors.
That's right.
Like Duke got a lot of sophomores and freshmen on the team. Yeah, you know that's right. So that's a big difference.
You know, elaborating on that too, Ray, I think a lot that got to do with it is what we don't realize is basketball is, what's the best way to say? It's an up-close sport. You know, all these staff members and everybody has to have on masks. We have no fans. And, I mean, you're more at risk of catching COVID playing basketball than you are playing football. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it as far as how they did with the Raiders. It is kind of a mysterious thing. I don't really know. I will go more on my question when we speak about other things later on. But, you know, I think with these restrictions, it plays a big part. And I think, you know, we're going to see a team as this progress on that's going to shine for the simple fact ain't no fans in there.
And you know what? Gonzaga or Baylor can seize an opportunity.
They have it.
And what's your thoughts on it also, Biff?
Well, like I said, the lack of fans has a lot to do.
No fans at college.
Especially if you look at places like Duke.
Duke coming crazy, you know what I mean?
That's part of the game.
You say that
to anybody, and they know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And like Al was saying, someone like Gonzaga, Baylor, this could be their year, man. Mm-hmm. Because no fans, and like I said, you got lack of fans. It comes down to who got the talent. It ain't home court, and that's why all the sports. It has been all the major sports has been lacking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's come down to a neutral field.
Right.
But going back to the NFL, still, I believe you might not agree. Two of the best NFL teams are in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Now, are you going to be able to say that when it comes to March Madness?
Oh yeah. So let's go back to what you're saying. Are we more infatuated by the fact that those teams are not in it and not saying that the teams that has been in it, like a Gonzaga, like you said, still at the top, is being able to have that time to win something. Because remember what I asked you, because the Lakers won the championship in a lackluster year, is it really relevant? You know what I'm saying? So that goes back to Gonzaga right now. Gonzaga says
you got the difference between the Lakers and them. The boy getting paid to play.
Yeah.
So that's motivation.
But being in the position to win an NCAA championship.
The fans motivate you. Cheering you on. It's
the same thing for the NBA.
Money motivate them. Trust me. You know what I mean? Fans be good. Mm-hmm. But some teams do have a couple fans in there.
Yeah.
But college got none at all. So the motivation with the fans, get the team riled up.
It's not the motivation. I mean, they're already big because that's why college fans play the game anyway. They're self-motivated. They don't really necessarily need fans.
They need the fans, man.
Oh, you need them, but who doesn't need them? That's just the nature of the game. It's the nature of the game.
And pro basketball, their motivation is getting paid for doing it.
Yeah.
And college is the props. That goes for every sport.
And this is, I add to your point, this is why they need fans. Because they're college, they're not getting paid. Like my man said, in pro sports, you're getting paid. Mm-hmm. If they need incentive enough to get out there and do it. But like he said, college, they have to have fans. Because what happens when fans go and support their team? Then you get the endorsements come in, and then maybe one day people will realize, hey, we need to start paying these players.
Then
it might change.
So my debate with that is that, so you telling Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide that right now? No, you're not. They don't care. Hold on. Now, hopefully you listen to me clearly when I tell you this. They don't care. You know who Nick Saban was thinking about? He was thinking about himself. He was thinking about himself. He loves his team. Yes, he loves his team. But you know what? He's racking up rings, baby.
Right.
Hold on, who that reminds me of?
The man is getting ready to play on Sunday.
Hold on, but he's racking up rings.
That's what he's about. So like rings.
So my thing
rings,
is,
baby. And he can already get number 7.
My thing is that people can say you think about one way, but you're not really.
But college, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
College football had fans there. Wow. College basketball doesn't.
Right.
So it's a big difference. There's a lot of contrast in it.
And college football is a lot bigger.
So what you're telling me? When the championship game happens in college, what you're telling me, there will not be fans in that arena? No, you're not lying.
I'm telling you, college football is. Ray, let me ask you a question. Is college football more important in Alabama than basketball is? Heck yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's what they live. That's all they got. Who? What else did Alabama
hold on,
got?
Now, now I beg to differ.
What
did they got? Hold on,
what
hold on, hold on,
hold on,
hold on, hold on.
What do they have? Tell me.
I totally understand that. Hold on. But let's compare apples and oranges. Let's compare apples and oranges right now. You just asked, does it mean a lot in Alabama? He just said the same thing.
Right.
Do you think it not mean that much to basketball in Carolina? It means the same amount.
Exactly.
It means the same amount. Duke or North Carolina. It means the same thing. And so, like I said, it's no different. It's no different. It's like comparing apples
and oranges. But once again, like Alabama, Carolina Panthers on a downslide. What do they got? Their football team ain't no good, so they have to go.
When you always got North Carolina and Duke.
No, I'm saying no.
Hold on, even the Carolina Hurricanes.
When you live in a sport, but when you live in a state that don't that has say predominantly one great organization team.
Right.
See, you're talking about Nick Saban. Of course, we know our band was. Don't you think they need to lift up everything else?
Right now, I think you're minimizing the fact of what North Carolina has. I'm not a North Carolinian. I'm an ATLian. Like I told you, I know that the damn Hurricanes are champions, I know that the Carolina Panthers has been to Super Bowl before. I already know that NC State has won championships. I know that Duke has won championships. I know that North Carolina has won championships.
Carolina known for basketball anyway.
Right. But they're known for a lot of things.
But I'm saying, They mostly when it comes to sports is for basketball.
That's
what I'm saying. So that's why I compare Alabama and North Carolina basketball.
I understand what y'all saying, but it's a big difference playing football with $20 fan and playing the basketball game with no fans. It's
that's
a big difference.
Right, that's right.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying.
So, but do you not think there's going
to
be
it's fans? Important to the young boys. Don't get it twisted. It's important to them.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fans motivate the young guys to play basketball. That's all I'm saying.
In the South especially, college football is way bigger than college basketball.
But see, I don't take North Carolina's not being in the
bigger Texas. Texas is a football.
North Carolina is a juggernaut in basketball.
From the Cowboys
to the Longhorns
to whoever.
But you got to realize you got down south. You got Florida football state.
Right.
You got all them down south. Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, all them. But we come to the Middle East. Basketball rules.
It does.
It's point blank.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's just that simple.
It's us. And from
Massachusetts to what? From Massachusetts to maybe Georgia? I'm talking about basketball. Yeah. Now, up north, like in Massachusetts, it's like.
Oh, you got a heavy.
It's about the Celtics.
No, I mean, even in college basketball, you got a heavy North basis.
Right. But I'm saying, everybody know who the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils are.
Yeah, you can be out the country and know who
right.
they
everybody
are.
Everybody know who that
which
is.
Which is my argument in the get-go. These guys are just.
But let's move on, fellas. All right. Let's talk about the NBA right now. Wow. Everybody know who they think. Give me who you think going to be in the finals. Throw that at me right now. Already. Tell me who's going to be in the finals.
I'll go with the Nets.
Against who?
Probably the Lakers.
Okay, that's the obvious. That's something.
That's the obvious.
All right. Dollar, who you got in the finals?
You know, I got the Nets going from the East. I got the Nets going from the East, and I see I like the Clippers. I don't know about everybody else.
That's a good pick.
I like the Clippers. I like the Clippers for. I see some studs and bulls over there saying that. Hey, I might just say you messing with me this year, but you're not going to mess with me this next year. Right. And I would pick Golden State for the next 4 years. Hold on, but they just don't got Klay Thompson. And like I said, as long as they ain't got Klay Thompson, I won't pick them for the next 4 years. But a healthy Klay Thompson, they can win for the next four
what
years.
Got,
if mama calls him Klay, I don't call him Klay. You know what I mean? And I got Golden State against Brooklyn.
All
right. Durant against his old team, Harden going for his first ring. You know what I mean? It's going to be amazing.
So how healthy you going to be, though, Boogie? How healthy you going to be?
You know, I claim playing this year. We ain't talking about this year. You going to still be in it this year.
So you going to still
be in this
year.
You know what I mean?
We're Wiggins.
Keep the dream alive, brother. Hey. Y'all ready for this pick? The only reason I really don't like the Nets, even though they got the talent, when come playoff time, come Eastern Final, when they go in against Philadelphia,
that's a sleeper. Are they not have a sleeper? That's a good team.
I'm saying, what I'm saying, are they going to be able to get together I mean, I'm telling you, you got a lot of Eagles on that team. Like we talked about last time, Kyrie, man, is going to be, I think it's going to be the difference. Anyway, I'm taking the Sixers and the Clippers with them. I'm taking the Clippers.
Okay, you didn't care about it.
The Clippers like didn't have it last year, and I think they're going to do it this year.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Clippers over the Sixers.
All right, I want y'all to give me y'all top seven basketball player 25 and younger.
All right. I'll go number one. I'll go Gigi Giannis for number one. I'll go Ben Simmons for two. I'll go Zion Williamson for three. I'll go Aaron Gordon for four. Your boy, Jason Tatum for five. Six, Brandon Ingram. And I like this guy here, D'Angelo Russell.
That's dope. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So who you got?
Y'all go ahead.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to start off in my sim. I'm starting my son with Devin Booker. He's the first year like shooter at 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My man Jamal Murray at number six at 23 years old showed me a lot in the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
Zion at number five, you had to say nothing less about him. I just think the only reason he had number five in my countdown is because it is his youth. Jason Tatum coming in at number four, your man over there at 22.
Yep.
This man here has developed himself as a, hey, you take it how you get it type player. Mm-hmm. And that number three is one of my favorite players. And I think I told y'all this in like five episodes ago.
Right. So,
Ja Morant, number three. I love this guy, man. And I think he's just the next coming. Right. And people talking about people like Luka Doncic and all these folks right now. But in the future, you will be talking about Ja Morant. Please believe it. But at number two, speaking on Luka Doncic, that is my number two. Mm. And the 25 and under class. And you already know who my number one is at 22 years old. We call him Ice Straight down the ATL. Let's get it, Mr. Trae Young. You already know Mr. Turn It Up himself. We love this guy. Let's get it.
All right.
Hold on. Honorable mention. Bam Adebayo at 23 down at the Heat.
And see what I do. Mm-hmm. All right. Right now, I'm going with Booker. Right. Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Chris playing with him. He look even better right now. The yes, boy hitting threes galore. And I'm going with another three-point player, Trae Young from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Now, I predict them last year to make the playoff. I'm pretty sure they'll make the playoff this year. Then after that, you know I'm going Mount.
Right.
And I'm talking about Zion Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he know he lead the lead in the percentage this year.
Yes,
he got the record right now.
Yes, he does.
He got the record right now. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Then you know I'm going with Morant. He in Memphis acting a fool. You know what I mean?
Man, that's my favorite guy. Acting a donkey. Right now, man.
But you got the boy in Dallas. Right. Luka.
Right.
Luka is
Dante.
Hey, man, Luka is like the Caucasian LeBron James or something. Yes, that boy nasty.
Right.
They got Tatum out of Duke. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Tatum busting him. Hey, the boy got. And you got your boy, Jaylen Brown, too. On the same team. That boy's cold blooded. Then, my boy from Sacramento, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Fox a monster.
Oh, Fox, DeAndre Fox, definitely.
Yes, sir. Then, I can't forget Ben Simmons. I know I probably went over seven. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons, if he get that jumper right,
that man jumper, he'll be
a monster.
I think he'll be all right this year.
Yeah. All right. You done?
Yeah.
You ready?
Go yes, sir.
All right. Number one, I'll go this way. Greek Freak, man.
Yeah.
Got to have a number one. Mm-hmm. And a guy that's probably going to pass him here in a couple of years, maybe, is going to be Zion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like him at number two.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jason Tatum at number three. I like Ben Simmons at number four.
Mm-hmm.
I like Karl Anthony Towns at number five.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jaylen Brown at number six.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Joel Embiid at number seven. And a special shout out to Brandon Ingram.
Hey, I had to bust y'all bubble. But the Greek fix 26.
Well, it's okay.
I didn't know that.
My birthday's in 2 weeks, and I'm going to be 60. Rusty, my dad's birthday.
Rusty.
Yes, sir.
But, yo, he's 26, fella, so.
No doubt. He went on my list.
Oh, that year. He's still good.
He's a beast. Yeah. He's top three player in the league. You know what I mean?
So, a year.
We did a little more research.
What's that, 25?
We did a little more research.
Understand?
Do a little more research.
He'd been number one if that was the case.
I'll replace him with Aaron Gordon. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Is that good?
That's good. Mm-hmm. We got to be accurate here.
Exactly. I know, because all y'all's picks are on point.
sarcasm.
Yes,
that sarcasm at its best.
Yes, sir. At its finest.
All right, fellas, you got to wrap it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Appreciate you got the family back together like it's always supposed to be. You
yes,
know
sir.
What I mean?
Yeah.
No, the Hammer Hank represent all the area.
Hey, Hammer Hank. Hey, yeah. I just want to make sure all of Hank Aaron's kids out there, his immediate family, Larry, Descender, Hank Aaron Jr., all his kids out there, Gail, all y'all, much love from the True Sports Culture cast. And we are with you in these times. And if you ever need a shout out to us, you know what I'm saying?
I got a fun fact for y'all. People might not know Jackie Robinson, his brother ran second to Jesse Owens at the Olympics in
Wichita.
Wow. So the guy came in second was Jackie Robinson's brother.
Wow.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's a historical fact.
That's talent, man.
That's talent. Coming to blood, yeah.
That's talent in the
But all right, fellas, let's shut it on down, give our shout outs right quick. Mm-hmm. I'd like to shout out to my family here, my family 252 Halifax County, up in the borough, Winston.
Right.
Shout out everywhere, you know what I mean? North Carolina, all over the world.
All
you know
over
what I mean?
The world, baby.
Shout out to everybody.
I'm going to shout out my moms, Robin Jones, my godmother, Vanessa H., the H family. This is family of mine. I want to send a shout out to my Jamaican family, the Robinsons, Simone, Errol, Shaky. Hey, I'm proud of you. This is like my baby sister here. She's became a second lieutenant, and she's still a Kentucky Wildcat. Last thing in college, and she just bought a brand new Mustang. I'm so proud of you. Love you. And for everybody else, you know, we're all going through hard times, but we are one people. Let's be one. Let's be united.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Motivate, you know what I mean, and all dreams come true.
Hey, shout out to my cousin Kibo. 252.
Kibo in the building.
I want to give a big shout out. I got a new great niece, my great niece Mariah.
Hey.
From Desmond and my niece Kobe. I want to say congratulations on that. Give a shout out to them.
All right.
I also want to give a big shout out to everybody in the
440-770. Man, you said that. Let me shout out Neil and Tracy. This is my family in London. Actually, he just became a grandfather himself. So, hey, and matter of fact, the daughter got pregnant again. So, hey, man, better you than me, but much love.
I want to give a shout out to the Johnson family. We just lost a loved one, Vivian Johnson, and I want to talk to all of y'all out there. Give y'all big love out there from Glenwood to Memorial to Moreland. And everybody out there, stay strong. I'm looking out for y'all. Y'all look out for me. You know what I'm saying? True school.
Hi, now. Excuse me. On a serious tip. Ray, my brother, it was nice to have you back, bro. I miss you. I miss you at work like crazy, dude. I really do, man.
Wish y'all too.
I mean, it's like a different place, man, when you're not there.
Ain't no doubt.
I know we have a difference of opinion, but
hey,
I mean, I love you. You're my brother from another mother, like this man right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Al, man.
Yeah,
but
me too, brother.
Hey, what I wanted to say, man, I know a lot of y'all don't know Rothstein, but I need y'all to pray for my family, man. My family going through some stuff, man.
Well,
and I can't go into no details, right. But you
say
know,
less, man.
Some hard stuff. I need the good Lord to look out for us.
You got up for us,
you know. And like I said, it's a pleasure to be on this show. You know, I'm just here having fun, speaking my opinion. You know, roasting my fellas a little bit. Right. You know, now and then, but it ain't nothing but love, man. I couldn't imagine not doing this show with these guys, man. Right. I'm so glad they came up with this idea. And, you know, like I said, we just out there, you know, trying to reach everybody and just trying to just let everybody know that we can live together.
Coexist, yes, sir.
We can live together. And you just, like I said, you gotta love, gotta drop the hate. You know, and like I said, praises. I know this is Black History Month coming from a white man. But like I said, man, my mama, God rest her soul, man, she brought me up the right way. She brought me up to love everybody. Don't look at the collar, man. Look at the inside of the heart.
Right.
Because I'm gonna tell you, in almost my 60 years of living, I've ran into some white people I wouldn't want to be around. And that's real talk.
I got one word to say, man. Black history is all year round.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
That motion.
There it is.
Shout out to all our wifeies. And shout out to my boy, old lady. Mm-hmm. Hey, peace. God bless. Peace.
Peace.
True sports culture, y'all. Let's do it.
Yeah.